AP News for Friday, October 17th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's pushing for an end to the Russia-Ukraine war, leaning on both sides.
In my opinion, they should stop the war immediately. You go by the battle line, wherever it is, otherwise it's too complicated. You'll never be able to figure it out. You stop at the battle line, and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it. Stop right now at the battle line. I told that to President Zelensky. I told it to President Putin.
Trump spoke after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House again Friday.
President Israel, we have to stop where we are.
Zelensky also speaking after.
Look, first, we need ceasefire. So we need to sit and speak and to understand where we are. And I think this is the most important first step.
In other news, the Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to allow the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area. The emergency appeal came after a federal judge blocked it for at least 2 weeks, and an appeals court upheld that ruling. Prince Andrew is giving up his royal title of the Duke of York as his friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is back in the headlines. And Jennifer King has an update on George Santos.
In a post on social media, President Trump says he's commuted the sentence of George Santos. The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members, to get donations for his political campaign. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful, warranting the stiff sentence. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. It's the president's latest act of clemency for former Republican politicians. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. There were more arrests Friday during protests outside an ICE facility near Chicago.
Tensions are high throughout Chicago over the presence of ICE agents.
Even dropping them up, it's scary.
This woman, Corey, was dropping her children off at school.
What if ICE comes and even though they're legal just because their color of their skin, what's going to happen? Like, what if I come to pick them up and they're not here?
At local businesses.
Anytime I hear whistles, I'm on edge.
Business owner Vanessa Aguiar-Avalos listens for whistles.
The short whistle sound like this. Is just to let people know that ICE is in the area. But if you do like a longer one or it's like ICE is actually detaining someone.
She says even if ICE stops what they're doing right now, the damage in Chicago is already done. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.